Let's check the email inbox on this edition of Spine Fit Radio with Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, we had a question submitted about a possible stress fracture. What is that?
Well, it's something that we actually sadly see in clinic quite a bit, and it's kind of a tricky injury, Scott. By definition, a stress fracture are tiny cracks in bone. Stress fractures are caused by the repetitive application of force, often by overuse or accumulation, such as repeatedly jumping up and down or running long distances. Okay, what that means is it's just too much too fast over time. We're typically going to see stress fractures in the feet, the lower bones of the lower leg as well, the bones of the lower leg, pardon me. And they're typically going to be in those weight-bearing bones. Track and field athletes, they're really susceptible to these kind of types of stress fractures. Long-distance runners, but anyone can experience a stress fracture. We saw a gal that just started CrossFit a couple weeks ago, and she was doing a lot of bounding and jumping and so forth. And we sent her out, and it was determined that she had a stress fracture. Symptoms, you're typically going to have, obviously, pain in the area where you might have an injury. There might be some swelling. Nine times out of 10, there's going to be quite a bit of tenderness just right over the injury as well. So if you were to put some pressure manually or poke around on it, it's typically going to be pretty tender. With stress fractures, you will see decreased swelling with rest. So if you rest that, it's typically going to, you know, the swelling and discomfort and pain will decrease as well.
But can you rest away the fracture?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, a lot of times once we determine that a patient has a stress fracture, we're going to tell the first thing that you need to do is rest. I mean, we're going to get into treatment here in just a second, but rest is going to be the first step or first line of defense when something like that, and then we'll just kind of recheck it and go from there. You know, there are some risk factors. I would say that certain sports make you a little more susceptible to some of these types of injuries. Track and field, basketball, tennis, we see a lot of gymnasts with these types of injuries. If you go too fast, too quick, you know, increased activity, that's something else. We talked to a lot of the runners in the community about being smart about your mileage, increasing as you go, slow rolling it. Also, women are a little bit more susceptible to these types of fractures. If you've been predisposed to some type of foot problem, if you have flat or high feet, rigid arches, you might be more likely to develop stress fractures as well. And if you do have a condition like osteoporosis or osteopenia where you might have some weakening of the bone, you know, that as well might be a risk factor for a stress fracture as well.
So if you've had a stress fracture before, does that necessarily make you more prone to future problems?
Well, possibility. I mean, we're going to take a good history from you. We're going to determine what your activity level is like. Obviously, it's going to put up if you've had a stress fracture in the past, it's going to raise a red flag to us, and we're going to pay a little bit more attention to that. They're really tricky, though. You know, through exam and palpation and history, it might lead us down the path. But after that, we want to go, you know, we want to do some testing. First line of testing we're going to do is just a plain x-ray. The tricky thing is sometimes these stress fractures don't show up just on plain film x-ray, just an x-ray that you would get at your physician's office. Sometimes we'll see a healed stress fracture, which a lot of times we'll have stress fractures that we don't know about. But just general stress fractures sometimes don't show up. From there, what we will typically do is do a bone scan or an MRI. That will give us some more information. And those are kind of the gold standard tests to determine if we have a stress fracture, that type of an injury.
So what are some treatment options?
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. So it's typically a conservative, you know, we want to stick with conservative treatment plans. We see a lot of these folks with stress fractures. I'll go back to this. It's very important to properly diagnose it, okay, and then there we can treat. So first line of defense typically is going to be some type of rest or ice, okay? Just like with any type of swelling or sprain, we want to, you know, rest it and ice it. And then medications are a good front line of defense, some type of acetaminophen to relieve some of the pain. Some research does show that ibuprofen, you know, Advil, Motrin, naproxen, Aleve, some of those things can actually interfere with some of the bone healing. A lot of times that we, you know, go straight to an anti-inflammatory. The research, it's out there. We're not real sure about it, but we don't want to just start, you know, popping a bunch of the ibuprofen. So acetaminophen, which is a good for pain relief. And then some type of therapy. you know, which we do here. And what we're trying to do with, you know, physical therapy is reducing the bone's weight-bearing load until the healing occurs. You might need to wear a walking boot to reduce some of that load. And in severe cases, they might want to completely immobilize it with some type of casting. In the worst case scenarios, you know, I rarely ever see that. Surgical interventions required. Rarely do we ever see that.
If you'd like to submit a question for Dr. Riley, it's easy to do. Just find the submission form on the right-hand side of the webpage, or you can email info@TulsaSpineAndRehab.com.